Alrighty then. Hello, Smelly.
Hello. I just answered to Smelly. That's not good.
You know your name. So you'll be pleased to hear, Naomi, that I'm no longer picking on you.
I'm so pleased about this. I've relaxed all week knowing that I'm not going to get harassed on a Tuesday anymore.
Well, Innuendo Charlie, as your revenge was entitled, has now become Phoenix Filth.
Excellent.
Because it's amazing just how many of the other presenters around it are capable of producing so much smart.
Maybe because, you know, you love it so much, you notice it more.
Well, as you once said...
They're just everywhere. Once you notice one, you notice them all.
That's true.
And, you know, I think the absolute cracker you come out with was...
You could have what's actually referred to as a semi-full crotch.
Oh, and by the way, I gave you a shout-out yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Zootons, Valerie, dedicate that to Tuesday evening presenter Naomi Hefford for reasons best left to the imagination.
Yes, I know. That was the very first one. That's and all I said was, I'd love to come over, Valerie. And you... I meant to her house.
Yeah. Well, on Sunday afternoon, we got Vicky Michelle, who used to be in Hello, Hello. Well,
yes.
So well known for the occasional double entendre and a little bit of cheeky, innocent smart. Have a listen to this.
It was like a competition, so they put all this glitter through this gun that comes out, and it's all, and you have to pick it up in a certain time. But you've got someone with a blow, you know, when you blow leaves.
Yeah, a leaf blower.
Blowing them all the time.
You could tell that she was a little bit unsure of where she was going.
You've got someone with a blow,
yes.
You know, when you blow leaves.
Yeah, a leaf blower.
Oh, Renee.
Lydia Lucy was in off of The Voice.
Oh yeah,
in for a chat. Jordan Gray was in as well, so it was all going off.
Mm.
Lydia Lucy, this might need a second play, but here we go.
Yes. Try that next time I come, Barbara.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Yes. Try that next time I come, Barbara.
Thank you.
Very good.
Then she got worse.
Oh.
I mean, you are gorgeous. You're petite, but gorgeous.
You.
But you were 7 inches taller on there.
Well, you know, who doesn't love an extra few inches?
Yeah. I'm not sure what to say to that. That's a Jordan Gray. That could be stand-up.
You can have that one.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I'm quite happy to do.
Actually, you sound a bit like me, Lydia, because I say things
gets
like
worse.
That, and I don't mean to be funny, and then they are funny.
It. I actually didn't mean it.
I know.
I just meant like I'm 5 foot and I like a few inches on my height. No, I don't like a few inches.
Or maybe she does. She doesn't. I don't know. Lydia Lucy, ladies and gentlemen.
Who doesn't love an extra few inches?
Actually, yeah. I'm not sure.
Hear that? Clearing of the throat? That was definitely Big Boss Golden.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, from the Phoenix Filth, because...
What goes on? Filthy. Filthy, innit? Filthy. Filthy.
Sometimes we play new music on Phoenix, and sometimes the artists are a little bit difficult to pronounce.
But there you are. First off, let's get underway with this song. New song from Super Organism. Be careful how I say that. Super Organism. Everyone wants to be famous.
Is that Scott Ross?
Super Organism.
Oh, Scott Ross.
That's Super Organism.
Super Organism.
Thank you. So, Naomi, what's on your show this evening?
Oh, I've forgotten now. I'm laughing too much. At least I'm not crying this time. This week's Millennium Week this week. All the songs are from the year 2000. And for a one-off, I'm letting people text in a request for question number 3. So if you're listening, if you want to tweet Phoenix FM or me at HammerGirlHef, and choose a song from the year 2000, you can have it if it's a good one.
What comes before question number 3?
I can't say it anymore.
Question number 2.
No.
Gnome is on after the news headlines at 6. This is Phoenix FM, the last song on the half-five drive. It's Cooler Shaker and Hey Dude.